Welcome back to the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo. Radical Russ here on day one of the floor here at the Fort Worth Convention Center. And I'm here with the women behind The Marijuana Show. Tell people your names.
I'm Karen Paul, producer with The Marijuana Show.
I'm Wendy Robbins, producer of The Marijuana Show.
Woohoo!
You had a great presentation where you were telling people that they can get involved in this, that you guys are kind of the shark tank for marijuana millionaires. Tell folks about The Marijuana Show and how they can get involved.
The Marijuana Show, we've been around about a year and a half now. We're on season two. Last season, we gave away over $15 million was offered to our entrepreneurs. We could be reached at greenequitymedia.com, where entrepreneurs can meet investors online. We also have pitch fests all over the country and bud fests all over the country. They can also find us on themarijuanashow.com. And we were so happy to be here today to meet potential contestants for season three, which I think we found at least three really good contestants.
That's great to hear. From the season one and season two, who are some of the companies you helped that we would recognize, that we'd know about?
Well, recently we actually just closed a deal for $250,000 for Luke with Cloudco Farms. He has a CBD farm up in Colorado, and he was on our show on season two, and we culminated this deal just a few days ago. As far as recognizing, because we have mostly startups.
Well, what I wanted to say is... We did over $13 million this last season in terms of grows, dispensaries, edibles, things like that. But in terms of people that you'll know, you won't know them quite yet.
Right, because we're still waiting for it to go nationwide, where you need more exposure and such. Yeah. As people are putting together their business plans and pitching them, what are some of the common mistakes they're making in the marijuana movement?
Not knowing enough, not knowing the laws, regulations, not having their license, their permit, not knowing what goes into it, you know? I mean, what I've found from the people who are really successful, they're working 6 days a week, like 14 hours a day. It's kind of crazy, and the laws change so much. If you don't know, you end up in jail, and I think that's a big mistake, you know?
Probably a motivator to do some homework, huh?
Yeah, just sort of. You got
some
that.
Some other mistakes they make are their valuation. Like, they'll come in thinking they're worth $20 million. They haven't sold one product. So it's really good to kind of take a look at reality. Look, if you don't have revenue, don't make a pie-in-the-sky number. Talk with a financial advisor or get someone who knows numbers. And if you're going to present your valuation, that's the first thing an investor will run from if it's really high. Just something high, get it?
Got it. As you've done and heard these pitches over the past couple of years, now moving into year three, what are some of the craziest ones you've heard?
Oh, what would you say is the craziest?
Probably the hair.
Yeah, there was a woman, she came to us and she had like multicolored hair, and it was really cute because it was really punky and stuff. But then she goes, and I said, so what do you want to do? And she goes, I want to create strains of marijuana that like look like my hair and stuff. And I was like, okay, so have you done it? Like food coloring? What do you think? I don't know. Oh, food coloring. That'd be a great idea. It's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we've had some really crazy projects, but for me, it's mostly the ones that say, yeah, I haven't started yet. I don't have any money in the bank, but I'm worth $20 million. Because I'm kind of the numbers person. That's the ones that really get me laughing.
All right. So The Marijuana Show, folks, if you've got a pitch, you want to get involved and make your company shine, these are the women to talk to. Give them some contact information if they need to get a hold of you guys.
Yeah. I would say Green Equity Media. Think like Gem. Or themarijuanashow.com.
Also, Facebook, reach out to us at The MJ Show, and Twitter is at MJ Reality Show.
All right. Thank you so much for talking to us, and good luck with season three.
Thanks. Woo-hoo! I want to put a shout out. Please listen to the Russ Belville Show from Karen and Wendy at The Marijuana Show.
Yeah.
Thank you, Karen and Wendy. All right. Let's get back to the conference. We'll be back in just a moment.